Beginne karen daf mes sagt es bob bas de mal beginne mal beginne tes mas beginne ze gemara shlo am de bele oilam the mishnah says what's a chazak shin mataina he says no one ever told me anything ever now it says taste of wood and the same thing would be that philim amar the truth is that even if he says vinte me plaini I bought it from that guy with the zavin minach that bought it from you even that will have a chazaka even that's not really considered a chazaka atriyema atmacharti li until he says you told it to me kidiktanei sefer which is by the way a question so why are we saying no one told me anything? But even if he comes with a legitimate claim, but not as legitimate as what's supposed to be, that itself doesn't work. So it says, but the Mishnah preferred to say that as an example in the ratio, then no one ever told me anything ever, because Lashmin is still telling us a chiddush, like, that it's not a case where you're supposed to let the guy open up for the mute person, like the Moritz says, which that would only be applicable in such a case where you have a reason to assume that maybe there's a reason why he's saying it. That's what we're saying. But the truth is, Chazak Shein Matani is even not just saying no one ever said. Even if he says, I bought it from that guy, that itself also is not going to be valid as a claim for a Chazak. Like this, Master Begin with the Gemara, Amri Lei Ach Vishtar, I thought they're going to tell me, show your documentation. And that is a Kishlei Uchala Harish Dari, and I'm not going to show my document, Shev Saditiv, that causing a loss. Yemishig is Altir, they can say, oh, you must have stolen the field. That's why I wouldn't want to say such a claim, because I thought I would have to show my documents, even though it's after 3 years. Abu Kishim, when he says, oh, no one ever told me anything. Lo, I mean, they're not going to say, shekel atir that I stole it. Eler isi, it's just that I saw, shalimich v'yodi, that no one was protesting, exactly, but I took possession. And then such machal, it comes out that he pardoned me. And therefore, it's legitimate, this possibility that he would say this, that... yeah, you know, no one ever told me anything. Therefore, you would have thought to say Pesach Pichel Alam Ho. Next test master begins with the word Gemara Ba'achzikli, but I was already Machzik, which Pesach Kondrit Rash. But I'm explaining says what was his claim? The Nisi Kaisel Al Piv. When I built the wall based on his word, Vesayli, and he was assisting me. But Kibmit Shemitzmasa also, since I was doing with his command, Habachazaka Shishmatayin. So I was Machzik with the claim. This is because it's difficult to come up as the fact that he says after this ba'achol, his subsequent claim was, oh, but he was meichel, mash, but something like the adhash that up until now. Lo yaba maxim ba mitam mechila, he was not taking possession because of mechila. The Rashbam's explaining, it sounds like it's because of mechila. Boy, moreover, then dil alta have a leila rab nachma lameim, then initially, with the first claim of Nachman should have said, mechila b'tayzav, it was an erroneous mechila, but he only makes after the second claim. But the Rashbam explains, it sounds like the original was also mechila too. So rather, B'nei L'Farash appears to explain like this. Rabbanan have a toyin. Rabbanan was claiming Shalokachman, that he bought it from him. But he didn't have witnesses that he bought it from him. But he writes Elias Nem and returns Chazaka. He wants to believe that his machzik, that he was able to go into his property line. Chamel Rabbanan told him, the love Chazaki, that's not a Chazaka. He's Rabbanan's Rabbanan responded with a different claim. But it was Michael. Even though it's not believed to say he bought it, it should be mine because of mechila. Because he assisted the wall with me. And he had witnesses, or the guy was admitting that he helped him. But the Gemara does not seem to prove this because the wording does seem to indicate that the first claim is also a mechila. Next, Taisus, which actually this deeper is a gillion, like the Bach says in Eizvav. It's obvious. But on that, the words in the Mishnah were, what's a chazak shein matayin? No one ever told me anything. Chigmar asked Pshita, obvious that it's not going to be chazaka. Nekosh Maram. Maram finds difficult. The my parach Pshita. Well, why is it so obvious? Well, El parach, but the Gemara previous of Chabchas Beis asked, parach, the Gemara asked, El mi'at, if that's the case, that we're learning out. Then why is that not a chazaka? Should be automatic, like by Shah Hamud. Upirsha Matesis explains with the Pirish Echad that the Fila Omar, that even if he said Shalom Ali Adam the Ma'ilam, that even if no one ever told me anything, Paruch, that the Gemara is asking why that should be a chazaka. So if that's the case, so you see that not so pashtud. So there is a chiddush in Alach Lemesh. Why is the Gemara asking Pshita? So it's a Benira Limer. It appears to say the Mekayich Seifa. That actually the Gemara's question Pshita is from the Seifa. I mean the Mashma. It's not like the Seifa. The fella Meploini the Zavnaminach Zavinta. That even if the guy says I bought it from that guy who bought it from you, the safer thing, that's not chazaka. So par pshita. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Well, of course, that the halacha of the reisha is then pasha, because even the safest case is not a chazaka. That's pushing it, because the manoli lameim lamifrach reisha. Where would the Gemara get to ask on the reisha from the sefer tvei ma'as sefer more than on the sefer itself? Because to the contrary, the reisha ikal made the gipchut from the reisha you could and the reisha you see first that you could infer the opposite. The lifrach tvei ma'sefer the reisha. And therefore, you should ask more from the sefer to the reisha. So how do we know that you're asking on the reisha from the sefer? Ask on the sefer and the reisha. So I said even earlier, it appears to me the maksha, the Gemara is asking like this, because the maksha lemaska daite, the questioner is not entertaining the nitale anan. The Gemara is not entertaining that we should make a claim for him. L'hochi bark pshita. That's what the Gemara is saying. Well, obviously, because the taina greda enemy elis, the taina. That just a claim is not effective. That's not a claim. Mashan, that's what the Gemara answers. The Silka that he would have thought to say, Dennis Leanah, no, maybe we should make a claim for him. They keep him like Shalish on him. Since the guy didn't protest with his body mochaloi, that for sure he sold it, or that he pardoned. And that that was what the Gemara Shaka Tari was. Well, Yisham additionally could say, the Rabban Rabbi Shmuel. You're right. It's specifically according to Rabban Yishmael, the loyal from Mishar. They don't learn out from Mishar. They learn out that just it's 3 years. Park Pshita, that's the Gemara's asking obvious. But according to Yishmael, you're right. You would have thought like Charamur. It would be automatically the way Taisa says over there. Of a kosher, but says Taisa is difficult because Masnitin lehus kudu Rabbanon. Mishar doesn't mention it specifically according to Rabban. And Masnitin could be Yishmael. And actually, it appears from the previous Mishnah that Mishnah is like actually Yishmael. That says Taisa, but there would seem the parach a chazaka diem echad. We're actually asking on the chazaka of a one day chazaka. Masnit nami ariba. The Mishnah also talking about that, not just chazak dimushal. We're talking about chazaka from the fact that we say every chazaka appears like a country, like the way Rashbam explains. And therefore, it's on that case that the Gemara is asking on even according to Bishmal. The next test, to begin with the words of Gemara, come on, who's that like? Rabbi Yehuda? Which he holds chazaka in one day is chazaka. The problem is kosh l'rash, but it's difficult to rash because the Amr Rav Anan Le'el, this is Rav Anan talking. Rav Anan said, and the Flamachez Mabez, L'didim Mepharsh, L'Midmar Shmuel, who explained to me from the Master Shmuel, Mechabaf Ne'edim, that when it's, if you protest in front of witnesses, She'en Yuchayin Lo'im Aloy B'chulu, they can't tell him, so that's not going to work. But at the same time, Mashmat sounded like Boim Bafan and Macha. You don't have to do Macha in front of the guy himself, but as long as the witness can go and get it. But behind like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda himself, actually his halacha that we're quoting is actually inferred from the halacha of the Mishnah that the chazaka has to be in front of the guy himself. So how could he possibly be Rabban like Rabbi Yehuda? So it says, no, maybe he'll take him on one point, but like a b'chada. And he disagrees with the other point, and if it's not such a difficulty, it could be like one aspect of Allah, not like the other one. The next test must begin with the words of the Gemara. So Amalei said to him, Mechila b'tayis habi. Well, that's a Mechila in error, and that doesn't count. She said, the kach is difficult, because the perek is a natural. The Gemara b'mitzei dav samadvam mabei. Zomer Nachman himself said, who we're quoting him over here, he says, Hashtam Rabbanan, now that Rabbanan says, Asmachta Lekani. Oh, you know, Asmachta, that he was confident, he didn't think it was going to happen, it's not a Kaina, a Kenyan. So, Hadra Arab, Hadra Peri. So, the land goes back, and the Peri that they ate goes back. It says, Gemara, Lemim, the suburb of Nachman, is that really to say, Rab Nachman holds Mechila Batoy, Slav Mechila, that if it was done in error because he didn't realize that it's not considered as a Mechila? But, and that's why the Peri go back. Oh, because they said it was Michael not to meet the Paris, he wasn't aware. But we learned, someone sells the fruits of the palm tree to his friend, etc. That we see that the Mechila over there, Betois, is a Mechila. From Rav Nachman, he says, Medina, and I agree, the Ishamin for Ochel, which is this halacha, that if he snatched and he ate it, Lemavkin, they would remove it from it. That seems to prove Mechila Betois is a Mechila. So it's a contradiction of Nachman. We're answered by the Mishan, the Gemara says, Hasam Sabini, there is regarding a sale, Halva, here is regarding a loan. So what does that mean? Bishop according to Rashi explains, Halva, what's the difference over here by a loan? Because it looks like ribis. In the beginning, this land is collateral, it came in the premise of a loan. And if he's going to consume the pears and then give back the land, it's going to be like a set ribis. And ve'inavak ribis ella b'mecher. When is it just like the dust of ribis? That's by a sale. Kagan lokachem in the Paris, where he bought from him Paris, the resh masnit in the hasam from the beginning of that mission over there on the samachem beis. Okay, so mashmid sounds like from Pirsha Kuncha, the b'chal mokum that in all places Rabbi Nachman, according to Rabbi Nachman, mechila b'toys have mechila. That really mechila in error is a mechila. Except that case of alone is an exception. The Mexican ribis, it just looks like ribis, and therefore, although technically it should be mechila, but we can't let him hold on to the Paris because it looks like he's getting interest on his loan. And here, Rav Nachman holds loy have mechila that because so the question asked Tyson, but what do you mean? Here we seem to see that he holds and says in general. Across the board, the lev mechila is not mechila. So that seems to contradict what Rashi is saying. Umiyo ever says tis belavochi kasha pirusha. But anyways, his interpretation is difficult from that sugi over there. Kedom Ravina hasam rish pirka there. Ravina says over there in the beginning of the parak on the psalm of Pesim and Aleph, meshkanta b'loy nechiyasa, that when there's a security without any diminishing, bedineinu emechzirin in haralocha we don't return mimav l'leiva from the lender to the borrower because the lechashem ribis katzutz is not considered as set ribis. Now, Mustam de la Poligala Rav Nachman, it would seem that Rav Nachman would not disagree on that, but that seems to contradict the premise of how Rash is explaining. Because there Ravina was explaining there that if the Mashkin was with the intention of meeting the pay on the time of the payment, it's not Ribis Ketsutz. It's only Avak Ribis as Ostram Bonin. If the lender violates and eats the Paris, Bezin will not take it away. So that's difficult on the way Rashi explains that since the Smasta Laikanya and the field is not acquired to the Malva, so the eating the Paris, it looks like Ribis Ketsutz, and therefore he has to give it back. But what even they made that up in the beginning, that's not Ribis Ketsutz, and it would not be Yitzhak B'dion. So therefore, rather, Benir Leben Tam, appears to Leben Tam Tacha Brusha. This is how you have to explain that the B'kom Okum, the Gemara over there, that's addressing this question. B'kom Okum Sobre Nachman, really, in general, Nachman holds Allah have a Mechila, Mechila Toys, like we see in our Sugya, is not a Mechila. The Mahalcha, like our Gemara says over here. Now, Rishon Afkin, the Gemara, and B'mitzit Avlam Hayim, and Avkam, and Amr of Nachman, Hossam, and Nachman also says over there, Shuma B'toysu. It's an erroneous evaluation. The mistaken acquisition goes back. So we see this concept that he says. So what does Rav Nachman mean over there? The Hasam Zvini, that over there is a sale. And it's not going to be a Mechila Betois, is what he's saying. What does that mean? That it's not going to be a Mechila Betois? No, you're right. Mechila Betois is not a Mechila. So what does that mean over there that it is? It's just saying that's not a mechil b'tayis. Because even if the seller knew she yudei shechalav, so that he could back out, he would not have backed out. Because as Igmar said, the principal in b'mitzid aftezavam base, he wants to retain his faithfulness. He makes up his gun to make the transfer. That's why. But here it's alone. The borrower is not transferring mechir only as a sale, a mecher in a kum, and the sale is nothing. That's machtehi. That's just like because he's relying belegum b'makin, and he does not conclude to make the transfer. So b'kibin hadra ara hadra no pairs. Since the land's going back, the pairs also going back. But if you give it to him through the medium of interest, yeah, he would be kind of, as we said from the gemara, because the back ribis ain't it's the yanim, because the dust ribis does not get extracted through the judges. Now, but Rabbi Davar Boyle Suve. I know. So it tells you, by the way, question, because look at the Gemara over there. Rabbi wanted to ask over there on the Pesach Mat Aleph for my know. Lo Yidei Zeh HaPirish. He didn't know this interpretation as we're explaining. Shemo Yidei, because if he knew, Lo Yimak Shekol Meino, he wouldn't have asked for my know. The Hachol Ha'ave Mechila Betoyis, because the Pirish is, we're saying, here it's not a Mechila Betoyis, as we explain. That's why Gomer Makni. And Rav Nachman, Ha'yum Meshiv, Ma'ilness, and then why did Rav Nachman answer from Ma'ilness was only as far as Rav, only according to the logic of Rav's question. Claim, in other words, Adam Asafta li Ma'ino, if you're asking on me for Ma'ino, to Sayyid Ma'ilness, I could support from Ma'ilness. El Karchach, Atzarchat al Chalik, Kedabrishis. But anyways, you have to differentiate, as we explained, that he made a mistake, that what you're asking for Ma'ino is not the case at all. But based on what you're asking, I'll answer you, because as we said, that the truth is, Nachman's svar was
the kohen does not have to return the payer is not because mechil b'toyes hamechila. If that was the case, then you're okay, you're right to ask from the kizay noah. It's because it's not a mechil b'toyes at all, as we explain. It's just that Rava didn't understand that.